I just think throughout history, the Jews have been persecuted, obviously, from the Holocaust, and we were granted Israel as a result of it.
Granted by whom?
From Britain and other countries granted us that.
Well, what right did Britain have to grant you somebody else's country?
Well, it's due because we lost 6 million people.
No. I'm not arguing about that. I'm going to come on to that. What right did Britain have to grant you somebody else's country?
Well, they were basically gave us because of the.
But they gave you somebody else's country. That's the point I'm making, Alex. Can you deal with it? Britain granted you somebody else's country. I'm asking you, what right did Britain have to grant you somebody else's country? The Jews have suffered. They were subject to regular discrimination at best and murder at most. The one place in the entire world that Jews were neither discriminated against nor subject to pogrom was the Muslim world. That's why, under the protection of the Muslims, the Jews left Europe. Palestine, that was wiped off the map when Britain granted you somebody else's country, had Jews living side by side with Christians and Muslims for century upon century without the slightest trace of discrimination or violence or pogrom. So, what's happened is that Christian anti-Semitism in Europe, which massacred 6 million Jews in the greatest crime in human history, was paid for not by the Christian countries of Europe that either practiced or turned a blind eye to that anti-Semitism, but was paid by the very people who were completely innocent of that Holocaust, who had never persecuted the Jews, who had never pogromed the Jews. And that seems to me to add insult to the injury suffered by a people whose country was wiped off the map, who were dispersed into exile to make way for a Zionist idea which was granted to European Jews by Britain, that Britain had no right to give away somebody else's country. It seems to me an all-round injustice, don't you think, Alex?
Yeah.